I Will Teach You to Be Rich. By Ramit Sethi. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi is a comprehensive guide to personal finance. It provides readers with the tools and knowledge they need to take control of their finances, build wealth, and live a richer life. The book covers topics such as budgeting, investing, saving for retirement, reducing debt, negotiating salaries and fees, automating your finances, and more. The book begins by discussing why it's important to be financially literate in today's world. Sethi explains that financial literacy is not just about making money, it's also about understanding how money works so you can make better decisions with it. He then outlines 6 steps for taking control of your finances: automate your finances, invest early and often, make smart decisions about debt, negotiate salaries and fees, spend consciously and save aggressively, protect yourself from scams. Sethi then dives into each step in detail. He discusses different types of investments, stocks versus bonds, how to set up an automated savings plan or investment account, such as 401(k)s or IRAs, strategies for paying off debt quickly while still investing wisely, including refinancing options, tips on negotiating salaries and fees, including salary negotiation scripts, ways to save money without sacrificing quality of life, such as cutting back on unnecessary expenses like cable TV or eating out less often. Finally, he offers advice on protecting yourself from scams and frauds that target people who are new to managing their own finances. He also includes resources throughout the book, such as websites where readers can find additional information about specific topics discussed in the book. Overall, I Will Teach You to Be Rich is an excellent resource for anyone looking to gain financial literacy skills or improve their current financial situation. It provides clear guidance on how best manage one's money while avoiding common pitfalls along the way. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Automate your finances. Automating your finances is a great way to ensure that you are consistently saving and investing for the future. This can be done by setting up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings and investment accounts. Main idea number 2. Track your spending. Tracking your spending is an important step in understanding where your money is going and how to make better financial decisions. This can be done by creating a budget and tracking your expenses on a regular basis. Main idea number 3. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is a great way to increase your earning potential and build wealth. This can be done by taking classes, attending seminars, and investing in yourself through education and training. Main idea number 4. Invest in the stock market. Investing in the stock market is a great way to build wealth over time. This can be done by researching stocks and investing in companies that have a good track record of success. Main idea number 5. Create multiple streams of income. Creating multiple streams of income is a great way to diversify your income and reduce your risk. This can be done by investing in real estate, starting a business, or creating passive income streams. Main idea number 6. Live below your means. Living below your means is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by creating a budget and sticking to it, avoiding impulse purchases, and living within your means. Main idea number 7. Pay off debt. Paying off debt is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by creating a plan to pay off debt, negotiating with creditors, and avoiding taking on new debt. Main idea number 8. Save for retirement. Saving for retirement is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by setting up automatic transfers to a retirement account, contributing to a 401k or IRA, and investing in low-cost index funds. Main idea number 9. Create an emergency fund. Creating an emergency fund is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by setting aside a certain amount of money each month and investing it in a safe, low-risk account. Main idea number 10. Invest in real estate. Investing in real estate is a great way to build wealth over time. This can be done by researching the market, finding a good deal, and investing in rental properties. Main idea number 11. Start a business. Starting a business is a great way to build wealth and create multiple streams of income. This can be done by researching the market, creating a business plan, and finding investors. Main idea number 12. Negotiate your salary. Negotiating your salary is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by researching the market, understanding your worth, and negotiating for a higher salary. Main idea number 13. Create a financial plan. Creating a financial plan is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by setting financial goals, creating a budget, and tracking your progress. Main idea number 14. Take advantage of tax benefits. Taking advantage of tax benefits is a great way to save money and build wealth. This can be done by researching tax deductions and credits, and taking advantage of them when filing your taxes. Main idea number 15. Invest in low-cost index funds. Investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to build wealth over time. This can be done by researching the market, understanding the risks, and investing in low-cost index funds. Main idea number 16. Take advantage of compound interest. Taking advantage of compound interest is a great way to build wealth over time. This can be done by investing in long-term investments, such as stocks and bonds, and taking advantage of the power of compounding. Main idea number 17. Diversify your investments. Diversifying your investments is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by investing in different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. Main idea number 18. Avoid impulse purchases. Avoiding impulse purchases is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by creating a budget, tracking your spending, and avoiding purchases that are not necessary. Main idea number 19. Take risks. Taking risks is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by researching the market, understanding the risks, and investing in high-risk, high-reward investments. Main idea number 20. Give back. Giving back is an important step in building wealth. This can be done by donating to charities, volunteering your time, and investing in causes that you believe in. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Automating your finances is a great way to ensure that you are consistently saving and investing for the future. By setting up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings and investment accounts, you can make sure that money is always being put away for the future. This will help you build wealth over time without having to think about it or manually transfer funds each month. You can also automate other aspects of your finances such as bill payments, budgeting, and tracking expenses. Automating these tasks will save you time and energy so that you can focus on more important things in life. Additionally, automating these processes helps reduce the risk of human error, which could lead to costly mistakes. Finally, automating your finances allows you to take advantage of compound interest by investing regularly over long periods of time. Compound interest is one of the most powerful tools available when it comes to building wealth because it allows investments to grow exponentially over time with minimal effort on your part. Main idea number 2. Tracking your spending is an essential part of taking control of your finances. By tracking your expenses, you can identify areas where you are overspending and make adjustments to ensure that you stay within budget. You can also use this information to create a budget that works for you and helps you reach your financial goals. Creating a budget is the first step in tracking your spending. Start by listing all of your income sources and then list out all of the expenses associated with each source. This will give you an idea of how much money comes in each month and how much goes out. Once this is done, it's time to start tracking every expense so that nothing slips through the cracks. You can track your spending manually or use one of many online tools available today, such as Mint or Enab. You need a budget. These tools allow users to easily categorize their expenses into different categories like food, entertainment, transportation, etc., which makes it easier to see where most of their money is going each month. Once everything has been tracked for a few months, take some time to review the data and look for patterns in what types of purchases are being made most often. This will help identify any potential problem areas where too much money may be spent on unnecessary items or services. From there, it's possible to adjust budgets accordingly so that more money can be saved towards important goals like retirement savings or paying off debt. Main idea number 3. Investing in yourself is an important step to take if you want to increase your earning potential and build wealth. It can be done by taking classes, attending seminars, or investing in yourself through education and training. Investing in yourself means that you are actively working on improving your skill set so that you can become more valuable to employers or customers. This could mean learning a new language, getting certified in a certain field of expertise, or even just reading books about personal finance. Ramit Sethi's book I Will Teach You to Be Rich provides readers with practical advice on how they can invest in themselves for financial success. He outlines strategies such as automating savings and investments, creating multiple streams of income, and understanding the power of compounding interest. By following his advice, readers will gain the knowledge necessary to make smart decisions when it comes to their finances. In addition to providing guidance on how best to invest money wisely, Sethi also encourages readers to invest time into developing their skill sets so that they can become more valuable professionals. He emphasizes the importance of continuing education and staying up to date with industry trends so that one's career prospects remain strong over time. Ultimately, investing in oneself is essential for achieving long-term financial success. With Ramit Sethi's help, anyone can learn how best to do this effectively while still having fun along the way. Main idea number 4. Investing in the stock market is a great way to build wealth over time. It can be intimidating for those who are new to investing, but with some research and guidance, it can be an incredibly rewarding experience. To get started, you should first understand the basics of how stocks work and what types of investments are available. You should also familiarize yourself with different strategies such as value investing or growth investing. Once you have a good understanding of the fundamentals, you will need to decide which stocks or funds to invest in. This requires researching companies that have a good track record of success and analyzing their financials before making any decisions. Additionally, it's important to diversify your portfolio by investing in multiple sectors so that if one sector performs poorly, your overall portfolio won't suffer too much. Finally, once you have chosen your investments, it is important to stay up to date on news related to them so that you can make informed decisions about when and how much money to invest or withdraw from the market. Investing in the stock market takes patience and discipline, but done correctly, it can provide long-term rewards. Main idea number 5. Creating multiple streams of income is a great way to diversify your financial portfolio and reduce risk. This can be done in several ways, such as investing in real estate, starting a business, or creating passive income streams. Investing in real estate can provide steady rental income and potential appreciation over time. Starting a business allows you to create an additional source of revenue that could potentially grow into something much larger than initially anticipated. Creating passive income streams involves setting up investments or businesses that require minimal effort on your part but still generate regular returns. When it comes to creating multiple streams of income, the key is to diversify across different asset classes so that if one stream fails, you have other sources of revenue coming in from elsewhere. It's also important to remember that these investments take time and patience before they start generating returns. Don't expect overnight success with any investment strategy. Finally, it's important to stay informed about the markets and trends so you know when it might be wise to invest more heavily or pull back on certain investments depending on market conditions. By taking the time now to create multiple streams of income for yourself, you will be better prepared for whatever life throws at you down the road. Main idea number 6. Living below your means is an important step in building wealth. This means that you should be spending less than you earn and saving the difference. Creating a budget and sticking to it can help ensure that you are living within your means. It's also important to avoid impulse purchases, as these can quickly add up and put a strain on your finances. In his book I Will Teach You to Be Rich, Ramit Sethi outlines several strategies for living below your means. He suggests tracking all of your expenses so that you know exactly where every dollar goes each month. He also recommends setting aside money for savings before paying any bills or making other purchases, so that you don't end up overspending. Finally, he encourages people to think about their long-term goals when making financial decisions. By focusing on what matters most in life, such as retirement savings or travel plans, you'll be more likely to make smart choices with your money instead of succumbing to short-term temptations. Main idea number 7. Paying off debt is an essential part of building wealth. To do this, it's important to create a plan and stick to it. This means setting up a budget that allows you to make regular payments towards your debt while still having enough money left over for other expenses. It also involves negotiating with creditors if possible, as well as avoiding taking on new debt. In his book I Will Teach You to Be Rich, Ramit Sethi outlines several strategies for paying off debt quickly and efficiently. He suggests creating an emergency fund before tackling any debts so that unexpected costs don't derail the process. He also recommends automating payments whenever possible in order to stay on track with repayment goals. Finally, he emphasizes the importance of staying motivated throughout the process by celebrating small victories along the way and rewarding yourself when you reach major milestones such as paying off a credit card or loan balance in full. Main idea number 8. Saving for retirement is an essential part of building wealth. It's important to start early and make regular contributions in order to maximize the potential growth of your investments over time. One way to do this is by setting up automatic transfers from your checking account into a retirement account, such as a 401k or IRA. This ensures that you are consistently contributing money towards your future without having to think about it every month. Another great option for saving for retirement is investing in low-cost index funds. Index funds are collections of stocks and bonds that track the performance of a particular market index, such as the S&P 500 or Dow Jones Industrial Average. Investing in these types of funds can help diversify your portfolio while also providing long-term growth potential. No matter which method you choose, it's important to remember that saving for retirement should be done regularly and with discipline. The earlier you start, the more time your investments have to grow and compound over time. Main idea number 9. Creating an emergency fund is a crucial part of financial planning. It's important to have money set aside for unexpected expenses, such as medical bills or car repairs. An emergency fund can help you avoid taking on debt and provide peace of mind in the event of an unforeseen expense. To create an emergency fund, start by setting aside a certain amount each month that you can afford to save. This should be separate from your regular savings account and invested in a safe, low-risk account like a high-yield savings account or money market mutual fund. Make sure to keep track of how much you are saving so that you know when your goal has been reached. Once your emergency fund is established, it's important to maintain it over time. Consider increasing the amount saved each month if possible and make sure not to dip into this reserve unless absolutely necessary. Having an emergency fund will give you greater financial security and peace of mind knowing that there is something available if needed. Main idea number 10. Investing in real estate is a great way to build wealth over time. It can be done by researching the market, finding a good deal, and investing in rental properties. When looking for potential investments, it's important to consider factors such as location, condition of the property, and expected return on investment. Additionally, investors should also research local laws and regulations that may affect their ability to rent out or sell the property. Once an investor has identified a suitable property, they should then assess its value relative to other similar properties in the area. This will help them determine if they are getting a good deal or not. Investors should also factor in any additional costs associated with owning and maintaining rental properties, such as taxes, insurance premiums, repairs/maintenance fees, etc. Finally, investors need to decide how much money they want to invest into each rental property. They must ensure that their monthly income from tenants covers all expenses related to owning the property while still leaving enough room for profit after taxes have been paid. Main idea number 11. Starting a business is an exciting and rewarding endeavor. It requires careful planning, research, and dedication to make it successful. The first step in starting a business is to identify the market you want to serve. Researching potential customers, competitors, and industry trends can help you determine what products or services your business should offer. Once you have identified the market for your product or service, create a detailed business plan that outlines how you will operate your company. This includes setting goals for growth and profitability, as well as outlining strategies for marketing and sales. Additionally, consider any legal requirements, such as registering with local authorities or obtaining licenses. Finally, find investors who are willing to provide capital for your venture. Investors may be individuals or organizations that believe in the potential of your idea and are willing to invest money into its success. Once funding has been secured, use it wisely by investing in resources such as personnel or equipment needed to get started. Main idea number 12. Negotiating your salary is an important step in building wealth. It can be intimidating to ask for more money, but it's a necessary part of getting the compensation you deserve. To successfully negotiate your salary, there are several steps you should take. First, research the market and understand what other people with similar experience and qualifications are making. This will give you a better idea of what kind of salary range to expect in negotiating. Additionally, make sure that you have a clear understanding of your worth and how much value you bring to the company. Once armed with this knowledge, it's time to start negotiating. Be confident in yourself and don't be afraid to ask for more than what was initially offered. Make sure that any counteroffer includes not only monetary compensation but also benefits such as vacation days or flexible hours if applicable. Finally, remember that negotiation isn't just about money, it's also about respect. Showing respect for both parties involved will help ensure successful negotiations and create an atmosphere where everyone feels comfortable expressing their needs. Main idea number 13. Creating a financial plan is an essential step in building wealth. It involves setting realistic and achievable goals, creating a budget that works for you, and tracking your progress along the way. Setting financial goals helps to give you direction and motivation as you work towards achieving them. Your budget should be tailored to your individual needs and lifestyle, taking into account both income and expenses. Tracking your progress allows you to see how far you have come, identify areas of improvement, or adjust course if needed. In his book I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi, he outlines 6 steps for creating a successful financial plan. 1. Set up automatic savings. 2. Invest in index funds. 3. Pay off high interest debt. 4. Build an emergency fund. 5. Create multiple streams of income. 6. Track your net worth. These steps provide guidance on how to create a comprehensive financial plan that will help build long-term wealth. By following these steps consistently over time, it can help ensure that all aspects of personal finance are taken care of so that one can reach their desired level of success. Main idea number 14. Taking advantage of tax benefits is a great way to save money and build wealth. By researching the various deductions and credits available, you can maximize your savings when filing your taxes. For example, if you are self-employed or own a business, there may be certain deductions that apply to you that could significantly reduce your taxable income. Additionally, many states offer tax credits for specific activities such as investing in renewable energy sources or contributing to college savings plans. You should also consider taking advantage of retirement accounts like 401(k)s and IRAs, which allow you to contribute pre-tax dollars towards retirement savings. This not only reduces your taxable income but also allows those funds to grow over time without being taxed until they are withdrawn at retirement age. Furthermore, some employers will match contributions made into these accounts up to a certain percentage, so it's important to take full advantage of this benefit if offered. Finally, make sure that you stay informed about any changes in the tax code as well as any new deductions or credits that become available each year so that you can continue taking full advantage of all the benefits available. Main idea number 15. Investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to build wealth over time. This strategy involves researching the market, understanding the risks associated with investing, and then selecting an appropriate fund that meets your needs. Index funds are typically composed of stocks or bonds from a wide variety of companies and industries, which helps to diversify your portfolio and reduce risk. Additionally, these funds tend to have lower fees than actively managed mutual funds since they don't require as much research or management. When choosing an index fund for investment purposes, it's important to consider factors such as expense ratios, the amount you pay in fees, performance history, how well the fund has done historically, and liquidity, how easy it is to buy, sell shares. It's also important to understand how different types of investments work so that you can make informed decisions about where you want your money invested. Finally, be sure to review any tax implications associated with investing in index funds before making any decisions. Main idea number 16. Taking advantage of compound interest is a great way to build wealth over time. Compound interest is the process by which an investment's returns are reinvested, allowing for exponential growth in value over time. This means that even small investments can grow significantly if left untouched for long enough periods of time. To take advantage of compound interest, it's important to invest in long-term investments such as stocks and bonds. These types of investments tend to have higher returns than short-term ones, making them ideal for taking advantage of compounding. Additionally, it's important to leave your money invested for longer periods so that you can benefit from the power of compounding. Finally, it's also important to diversify your portfolio when investing with compound interest in mind. Diversifying helps reduce risk and ensures that you don't put all your eggs in one basket when investing. By following these steps and taking advantage of the power of compounding, you can build significant wealth over time. Main idea number 17. Diversifying your investments is an important step in building wealth. By investing in different asset classes, you can spread out the risk associated with any one particular investment. This means that if one of your investments performs poorly, it won't have a significant impact on your overall portfolio. When diversifying your investments, it's important to consider both the type and amount of each asset class you invest in. For example, stocks are generally considered more volatile than bonds or real estate but may offer higher returns over time. On the other hand, bonds and real estate tend to be less risky but may provide lower returns. It's also important to remember that diversification doesn't guarantee success. There will always be some level of risk involved when investing. However, by spreading out your investments across multiple asset classes and taking into account their individual risks and rewards, you can help minimize potential losses while maximizing potential gains. Main idea number 18. Avoiding impulse purchases is an essential part of building wealth. When you make a purchase, it should be based on careful consideration and planning rather than an emotional reaction or desire for instant gratification. To do this, create a budget that outlines your income and expenses so you know exactly how much money you have to spend each month. Track your spending carefully to ensure that you are staying within the limits of your budget. Finally, avoid making unnecessary purchases. If something isn't necessary for your life or won't help further your financial goals in some way, then don't buy it. By following these steps, you can save yourself from making costly mistakes due to impulsive buying habits. You will also be able to better manage your finances and build wealth over time by investing the money saved from avoiding impulse purchases into more productive investments such as stocks or real estate. Main idea number 19. Taking risks is an essential part of building wealth. It can be intimidating to invest in high-risk, high-reward investments, but it's important to understand the potential rewards and risks associated with them. To do this effectively, you need to research the market thoroughly and develop a strategy that works for your individual goals. Ramit Sethi's book I Will Teach You to Be Rich provides valuable insight into how to take calculated risks when investing. He outlines strategies such as diversifying your portfolio across different asset classes and understanding the risk/return trade-off of each investment option. Additionally, he emphasizes the importance of setting realistic expectations about returns on investments so that you don't get too caught up in chasing unrealistic gains. By taking calculated risks when investing, you can maximize your chances of achieving financial success over time. This requires careful planning and research before making any decisions. However, if done correctly, it can lead to significant long-term gains. Main idea number 20. Giving back is an important part of building wealth. It can be done in a variety of ways, from donating to charities and volunteering your time, to investing in causes that you believe in. By giving back, you are not only helping those who need it most, but also creating a positive impact on the world around you. When donating money or goods to charity, make sure that the organization is reputable and trustworthy. Research their mission statement and financials before making any commitments. Volunteering your time can also be incredibly rewarding. Look for opportunities within your local community or online where you can lend a hand. Investing in causes that align with your values is another great way to give back while growing your wealth at the same time. Consider researching companies whose products or services have a positive social impact as well as potential for growth over time. By taking steps towards giving back, not only will you help others but also create long-term benefits for yourself financially and emotionally. So don't forget to include giving back when planning out how best to build wealth. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.